structural planning in the second phase, 1865-71. It is more difficult to answer the question of who was responsible for the structural design in the second, subsequently realized planning phase. It was almost certainly not the leading architect Heinrich Strack. His more architectural interests are too obvious, which do not fit in with the modern steel structures of the 1870s used here. Instead, there is much to suggest that Georg Erbkamm, 1811-1876, figure left, was the father of the roof structures. The technical supervision of the building project assigned to him is just as much an indication as the determined interest in construction that characterizes the Zeitschrift für Bauwesen, which he published. On the other hand, all the planning documents are signed by a Baumeister Reinick. There are many indications that Reinick, who was in charge of construction management until 1873, was at least responsible for the detailing and dimensioning of the roof structure and probably even contributed to the design of the construction. Although he is explicitly mentioned in the foundation stone document, he remains virtually unknown. Research into his life and work has so far been unsuccessful. It is probably appropriate to name Erbkamm and Reinick together as structural designers.